members of the press, the American public, and people of the world. We are here today to disclose the truth about a subject that has been ridiculed and questioned, denied, for at least 50 years.
Morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Clifford Stone. I'm a Sergeant First Class, United States Army.
Good morning. My name is Dwayne Arneson. I served 26 years as a communication electronics officer in the U.S. Air Force.
My name is John Callahan. I'm a retired FAA employee. I was the division manager for the Accidents Evaluation and Investigation Division.
My name is Don Phillips. I was in the United States Air Force and had worked with certain intelligence agencies of the United States government.
My name is George Filer III. I'm a retired intelligence officer and flyer with almost 5,000 hours.
My name is John Maynard.
My name is Donna Hare.
My name is Carl Wolf.
These are people who have been inside the CIA, NSA, NRO, Air Force, Navy, Marines, Army, all divisions of the intelligence and military community, as well as corporate witnesses, contractors to the government.
My name is Dan Willis.
My name is Harlan Bentley.
My name is Larry Warren.
My name is Mark McCandlish.
My name is Charles L. Brown.
My name is Michael Smith.
My name is Robert Solis.
My name is Carol Rosin.
I have had grown men weep. Who are in the Pentagon? Who are members of Congress? And who have said to me, what are we going to do?
And I'm prepared to tell the story in front of Congress, and that it is the truth.
And I will testify under oath before Congress that what I'm saying is the truth.
I'm prepared to go to Congress, to swear before Congress that everything I've told you people and everything that's here is the truth.
These men and women have come forward and they have their credentials. They can establish who they are, and they have been firsthand witnesses to some of the most important events in the history of the human race.
I'm willing to testify to the truth of all these matters that I've spoken about in front of Congress under oath.
I'm willing to testify before Congress that what I'm saying is true.
And I am prepared to testify in detail concerning these events and their truthfulness before Congress.
These statements are true. I'm willing to testify under oath before Congress.
That I will testify under oath as to what I say is true. And I will do so before Congress.
So I will testify before Congress if necessary and explain exactly what happened.
And I will testify before the Congress under oath about everything I have said and more.
And these are folks who have been involved in so-called black budget or covert unacknowledged projects. These unacknowledged special access projects are taking in at least $40 to $80 billion per year. And they are sitting on technologies that can change the world forever.
A lot of people talk about conspiracies over a shadow government. I'm willing to testify before Congress that these black operations do exist. I nearly became part of it. But I saw the light, I think. Or was it? And I got out. And that's it. We have to disclose what we know, and I am willing to testify before Congress under oath, or before any other organization, that what I witnessed is true.
This whole project, bringing this out in the open, will probably take other people too. But myself, I'm 73 years old, and I've had a good life, no regrets. I've loved this country. And I've been a Christian all my life, since I was about 11 years old. And so I believe God wants us to know. And I believe the cosmos wants us to know.
I know we're not alone in the universe. I know that the absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. It's evidence that has been denied to the American people. I stand before you today in my almighty God, and I tell you this. If Congress calls me in and says, will you testify in detail what you know, I stand here today prepared and ready to do just that. Governments must never lie to the people.